Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have a difficult gospel passage today. It raises two important questions in my mind. What does it mean when the gospel tells us that we will come and knock upon the door of eternal life and find that it is locked? What does it mean that we will come seeking to enter in but be told that we are rejected? I thought that God was always willing to welcome us in. I thought that the door will be opened when I knock. Even a few chapters earlier in Luke's gospel, Jesus says this very thing: "Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you." So, what does this passage mean that tells us that when we try to enter, we will be refused? When we seek come in, the door will be locked. Well, to answer that question, let us start with what we know as truth. We all know that God wills to save us, to save everyone in this church, to save every person in the world. God is always willing and open to invite us into eternal life. But salvation is a two-way street. It requires our participation. Two things can change our participation: our circumstances and our very selves. When these things change, we can find that the door is locked for us. My dear people of God, first of all, circumstances in our life change. What is possible today is not always possible tomorrow. The people with whom we need to be reconciled will not always be with us. The people we want to thank or tell them that we love them could be taken in an instant. We don't know what when the circumstances change. What that happens, we will see the door locked and we can no longer get in. Secondly, it's not just that circumstances that can change. We ourselves change depending upon our decisions. Every time we say no to an opportunity for life or growth, it's easier to say no again. Every time we make a decision not to act, we begin to build a habit that reduces our freedom. This can happen in a marriage or in any deep relationship. The decision to not to be honest moves us closer to living a lie. The decision not to be generous or forgiving begins to create a pattern of selfishness and inflexibility. Soon, we can be living in a lifeless marriage or in a dead relationship. A similar thing can happen in dealing with addictions. Every time we pass up an opportunity to stop drinking, to stop using drugs, we feed the habit of the abuse that reduces our ability to live. Every time we say no to a good opportunity, we reduce the chances of recognizing the next opportunity that comes along. God will never cease to provide opportunities. The grace of God will never dry up, but we can dry up. We can create a thick crust of insensitivity and habit that refuses to let the grace of God sink in us. When that happens, the door is locked and we are unable to enter. This then is the warning of today's gospel. God will never change in God's desire to save us, but our circumstances can change and we can change. God will never lock the door to shut us out, but the circumstances of our life can shut us out. And we can lose the desire to enter by our choices we refuse to make. The message of the gospel today then is carpe diem. It's a Latin phrase which means seize the day. The day is now. If there is an open door in your life, walk through it. If you need to forgive someone, do it. If you need to thank someone or tell someone that you love them, don't wait until tomorrow. If there is an opportunity for change or growth, take it. God will never change, but our lives can change. Seize the day. Today is the day of salvation. Amen.